Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I know we have a good topic when out of the blue, not even in studio, Dalton Miller pops on the fan cam. Yesterday, it was the Kirk Herbstreit fight with Dan Orlovsky. Bam! There's the man bun popping on camera. And now we have it after Mike Tannenbaum's interview with the G-Bag Nation yesterday. Former Jets GM put out his mock draft. And it had Kyle Pitts, the Florida tight end slash receiver, and Patrick Surtain on the board for the Cowboys at 10, along with Mac Jones, Rashawn Slater, like a treasure of options for the Cowboys if they wanted to move down. And Mike Tannenbaum went old school. He said that Kyle Pitts could be a generational player. He's a top five player on his board, but he'd still go with the need in Patrick Surtain, the corner, who's a top eight player on his board. Choppy, finish up what you wanted to say before we bring Dalton in.
It's simply about predictability, and it's much more easy to predict that Kyle Pitts will be better than Patrick Surtain. The Detroit Lions last year took, without question, the best corner on the in the draft at number three in Jeff Okuda, and he was what? Not good this year. The Cowboys knew when they drafted CeeDee Lamb that he was going to be a good player because they had a quarterback. And it's that simple. It's not about – and it's not saying that tight end is more important than corner or wide receiver is more important than corner. It's about making sure that you hit on the player, and you'll find – you could find positions, corners, defensive players anywhere in the draft. It's about building depth on defense and your stars on offense, because the stars are what's more predictable. Have your offense, have your high-priced players be guys that are going to impact your wins more, and individual players on offense impact games. Individual players on defense don't, and that's just been proven over the years and years. There's enough studies that have proven that.
The league has proven I can find tight ends anywhere in the draft, not in the first
round. That's fine. That's fine. You can, but this is not a tight end.
Okay. We're looking at it in opposite ways. If I have a great player, I can get away with less in a certain area because he'll elevate, he'll make that player better. We're looking at it differently. I'm saying I could get a Joe Schmo and Dak Prescott can make him average to good, a LaRon Robinson, you know, pick whatever average player that you want and you can elevate. You're saying I could take that good player and make him great. I have to know in my draft room why Dalton Miller is in here. Give me the greatness possibility of Surtain or whoever else versus Kyle Pitts. If you sell me that Kyle Pitts is a lock for greatness over those other guys, then I'll go ahead and take him. If it's close, then I'm going to take the corner or the offensive lineman over Pitts because I have enough offense. Kyle Pitts is not taking you from 32 to 38 points a game. They can score 32 points a game without him. Dalton, what do you think?
Right, but real quick, they're not allowing 32 a game, as it is.
What? I'm talking about offensively. They score 32
a game.
No, I know.
If they score 32, they're allowing 29, and last year could be an outlier. They might allow 26 this year. Then they're going to win a lot of their games, as it is. As it is, their offense is already ahead of the defense.
They are historically bad with no talent on defense. None. Zero.
I mean, if they're historically bad, then why were they better than a playoff team?
They were historically bad. I'm not giving you an opinion.
They were the
same
as
Kansas
City. They had the exact same defense as Kansas City last year.
I'm giving you a fact. I'm not giving you an opinion.
But it is an opinion.
No, it isn't. They were historically bad statistically.
Yeah, in the beginning, and then it all evened out. I mean, they were 23rd in efficiency. Kansas City was 22nd.
RJ, they're letting every corner go, and they can't stop the run, and their linebackers are hurt. Like, they can't play. They don't have any defensive talent. Dalton, when we do this every year, and we try to get all fun and video gaming in the offseason, and then we cry and moan during the year when they're getting bludgeoned and all the pressure's on the offensive score every single time. Dalton, what do you think?
I think that the last two segments here have been a lot of fun to listen to.
The whole show's been fun to listen to, Dalton. The whole show has.
2 hours. Listen, obviously the whole show's been fun to listen to, but I'm saying for me as the big football guy, I feel like you guys in the last segment did a really good job of showing both angles of this. And I do think that you need to try to do whatever you can to improve the defense. But at the end of the day, I look at the draft capital that the Dallas Cowboys have. They have 10 picks, and they are going to be able to, if they want to, move up, you know, for guys, move around for guys that they really want in the draft. Now, what I think is so good about this draft class in particular is it sets up really well for what the Dallas Cowboys want to do. And they could be a little bit more frivolous in the first round if they wanted to go offense, because I think that there's going to be a corner in round two and even possibly in round three that in this scheme, and this scheme that they are running this year, is going to make it so they let less points on the board. Because last year it was a lot about the offense turning the ball over early, and, you know, before Dak Prescott's injury, with all of the fumbles, with the, you know, the couple Dak Prescott interceptions. They had bad luck, and they gave up a ton of points because they were trying to run a scheme that they didn't have any practice field time for in the offseason. And it's an endlessly complicated schematic scheme, you know, in the back end with the coverages, and they couldn't handle it. Yes, they have a lack of talent, and yes, they were historically bad to start the year. They got better towards the end of the year, but they got better towards the end of the year because they were playing terrible
scrubs
quarterbacks.
Yes.
Absolute scrubs. They had the 31st hardest schedule defensively, and they were still very bad. So, yes, you need talent on the defensive side of the ball. You need to allocate your resources on the defensive side of the ball a little bit better, because you have guys at the, on the edge. You had guys. You've spent resources at linebacker, and it hasn't worked out. But you know why the linebackers were so bad? Because your defensive tackle stunk. Because you can't get guys in there that are one-gapping defensive tackles and ask them to try to two-gap and hold up against double teams. It didn't work. You can't ask your linebacker, who has no clue what's going on when it comes to blocking schemes offensively, to try to read and react and not just attack gaps. When Jalen Smith was at his best, it was when he was able to just attack one gap. That's when he was at his best. So, you know, for me, it's going back to the cover three, going back to four down, one gap scheme is going to just by default make this defense better than it was last year. But I still do think you need that cornerback one, because it, as you know, high as we think of Trayvon Diggs, I don't see him as ever being that true CB1. Patrick Surtain, JC Horn, I think those guys are CB1 material. But to your point, I don't think that they're ever going to be Jalen Ramsey. J.C. Horn, I think, has a better chance, but I don't know if either of those guys are going to be that. And that's the difference between the two. It's I think that there's a lower bust potential for Patrick Surtain, and I think the upside for J.C. Horn is a little higher.
All right, but in Mike Tannenbaum, by the way, Uncle Jay just rocked my world by sending me this on Twitter. Who is Jerry Jones's closest national media friend?
Oh, Johnny. Yeah, when you're talking about Mort Report right now.
Chris Mortensen said that Jerry Jones is, quote, infatuated with Florida tight end Kyle Pitts. Infatuated, according to Chris Mortensen.
Baby.
All right, Dalton, under,
not to be.
Under Mike Tannenbaum's scenario, Slater, Mac Jones, Pitts, Surtain, Horn are on the board at 10. What do you do? If you have to make the pick?
Mac was gone. Mac went three.
Okay, my bad. What do you do if you have to make the pick? And then your dream trade down scenario.
Waddle was already gone, right? Devontae Smith's still there. I go back and forth with this, with the whole Pitts and Surtain thing. And honestly, J.C. Horn too, because I see the positives of everything there. But I think at the end of the day, I would end up caving and I would go on the defensive side of the ball, and I would go Patrick Surtain. The real answer is I'm taking whatever trade back offer I can get, you
That's
know,
the real
within
answer.
six or seven pits. Subconscious.
See, you want Kyle Pitts.
I know I do. Six or seven.
He's listening to me instead of Kavanaugh. He's finally he's being a little more reasonable.
Now here's what he does. He plays both sides, because when I talk to him, he's all about offense and Kyle Pitts. And then you talk to him, and he just listen.
At the end of the day, it's really because I think Blake Jarwin can be a top seven tight end in the NFL, and you still have Dalton Schultz, who was the breakout candidate last year. He was fantastic, and so you don't need it. Is Kyle Pitts a different beast? If he is your Michael Gallup replacement, if you're going to play him on the outside, if you're going to possibly trade Michael Gallup for a defensive starter, absolutely go Kyle Pitts. Have fun. Taking Patrick Surtain, I think, does get you that CB1. And for me, I'm taking any trade back offer there, because there were six names that you rattled off there that I would be absolutely fine with any of them.
Dalton Jones, that's his name, Dalton Jones. Whoever's last to get to him, that's who he sides with. that's what his name is.
So you're telling me that Horn has a possibility of being Jalen Ramsey, or you're not going that strong?
No, I'm not going that strong. I think between the two, if there's ever going to be a true cover one press cornerback lockdown guy, it's not Patrick Surtain. It is J.C. Horn, and it's just because the little differences in their games. He's more physical at the line of scrimmage, and he's better in just pure man coverage in those short areas, because if there's one weakness to Patrick Surtain's game, it is going to be against guys, you know, like your Stephon Diggs's, the guys who are really quick in short areas and can separate like that.
But you said you would take Surtain at 10 over Horn.
Yes, in this scenario. Because it's the bus capability, because there is a bus factor with J.C. Horn, even though I do think he can be better.
All right, Chop, upon that lighting situation in the background, what is he going to do as soon as he gets off with us in this commercial break? Grateful Dead set up there with Dalton Miller in
that
background.
Is that a lava lamp? What's going on in the background there?
Dalton Miller at Dalton B. Miller for the draft
LED
analysis.
LED lights, baby. LED lights.
My son wants those for his bedroom.
All right, we'll get back to the Rangers at 8:20 this morning. Check if they're watching Bill Walton YouTube tapes as well, RJ. They want that type of setup. Look at Dalton getting it on the fan cam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.